prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, can you believe it already, 27 February 2024. Welcome to today's program. We're glad you're with us, and I do sincerely mean that. I hope that you'll stay tuned with us. We're expecting, hopefully, a phone call from Jake Lang, who is a J6 prisoner that's been in prison ever since January 2021. Been in jail over 3 years and did nothing unlawful, damaged nobody, hurt nobody, but that's just the way America runs today, isn't it? They put in who he won't put in and turn loose who won't turn loose. I know people don't like to hear that, and I can't change the fact that's true, but that's America today. But nonetheless, before he calls, don't forget this weekend, everything goes right. We're going to have Bible study. This time, hopefully, at Phil's place. That's 2 hours north of me, but that's okay. An hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours north, depends on the weather. And I look forward to up there sitting down in person because I want to do a lesson this weekend that in my mind is very, very, very important. If you want to know prophecy and understand prophecy, you must understand who the nations are in the end times, which is referred to in the Bible, including the United States of America. That's us. And we're all through there. And I'm going to show you how it all ties together. It's going to take probably 2 hours, maybe three, before we're all done. I'm not going to rush through it. So I suggest you watch this. If you want to know what's going to happen in prophecy, if you want to better understand prophecy, you be sure to tune in this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for the first half hour. Of course, we always do prayer requests and praise reports. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, normally I do Christian Worldview News. I may do both hours this time in Bible study. I'm not sure yet, but either way, we're going to study the Bible study on the United States in prophecy. I'm using an article that I found online that I think explains it very well, outlined all very, very well. I'll be using it as reference as I teach this. You can watch us live on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Just go there and click on Rumble, and you'll see us there. And all you do is start watching. If you don't have internet, you can listen on the phone by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I do hope you'll join us. I mean that. And don't forget this coming Thursday, Lord willing, we're going to be sending out our Minuteman magazine to the printer and to the guy who puts it online. If you want to receive it online, it's totally free. And I think you'll be very pleased with the contents of this magazine. I really believe that, folks. I really do. And I sincerely hope that you'll get it because it doesn't cost you a penny. Just email me. Let me know. One on the list. PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. startmail.com. I do hope that you'll join us and with the Minuteman News. And then when you get it, share it with all your contacts also. Help us spread the word as fast as possible. Now, I haven't got any notification yet that Jake has called in. And I'm hoping to have a glitch. He's calling out of prison. He has to dial the 844 number. And since they put the added requirement to punch one, don't know if he can do that or not. I never thought about that whenever I booked it through his the lady that helped me do book him on the air. I never thought about that. I'm hoping he gets through. If he does, we should call any time now. And y'all just pray that he gets through, because I know he has a story he wants to share with us. Jake Lang is a political prisoner. There's no doubt about it. And, folks, he's not by any means the first in history, not the first in this country. And in this country, he will not be the last. I can almost promise you that. But while we're waiting for him to call in, I just want to tell you, if you don't mind, I want to share a few things that I want. You know, one of my biggest goals, just as an individual, just as a mere mortal, a man, after being on the radio next month will be 31 years I've been on the radio. Some of y'all have been with us for 20, 25 years listening to this broadcast. And some of y'all supported us for a long time. I don't need to tell you that things are still very, very slow. Very slow. I don't know what the future is going to hold yet. I do need help, but that is my point tonight. One of my biggest concerns is the people will think that because I'm a radio talk show host and I guess somewhat known around the country and even around the world, that I'm something special, or I'm untouchable or unapproachable. I don't want anybody to think that, please. Ever. Don't do that. Don't think that. I had a call the other day from a gentleman from Michigan, come back from Charlotte, wanted to stop by and say hi to me. Charlotte's about 4 hours south of me. And I would love to admit to God, but I had commitments that night. It's a bit late in the evening before we got through here. And it really made me feel bad that I couldn't meet him in Summersville and spend some time with him. It bothered me. It did. Because I don't want anybody to think that I'm too busy to talk to him and too busy to spend time with him. Please know that I'm a servant, just as you are. And if I can help you in any way possible, all you have to do is call our phone number. And if you want to place an order for any of the products, that's great. You want to give a donation, that's great. But if you want to talk to me, you call the office between 9 and 4 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Unless it's holiday, somebody's usually there to answer the phone, or they'll call you back. And leave your name and phone number. And tell Lisa, whoever answers the phone, that you want to talk to me. I promise you, I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Now, if you don't have long distance, folks, we have a toll-free number, 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it will save us probably money if you'll call us on our toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. But don't ever think, please, that I'm untouchable. Don't ever think that Marsh and I don't go through the same situation that you do every day. And I don't know why I'm sharing this, and obviously looks like probably Jake's not going to be able to get through. I'm not real sure why. I'll try to find out as soon as I can. But it's just, I don't want people to ever think this, that somebody that's because they're a talk show host, whatever, if they get the big head, if they get a little bit uppity about things and they become aloof in their own mind. Now, I'm saying this kindly, but I'm saying straight up and down. If they become that way, then I will not listen to them on the radio. They've outgrown their worth. They think they're worth more than they are if they're too busy to help to talk to other people. I'm not saying they can do it all the time. But people that are unreachable and uncaring enough that they will not contact someone who needs to talk to them about an situation, something quite wrong. There are circumstances I know that work out that they can't. I understand that. I do. But people who are unreachable on a constant basis, there's something wrong with their attitude and their, what I'm looking for, their character and their makeup as far as being individual. No one, even Christ himself said, the greatest among you shall be the biggest servant among you. To understand that, don't ever think I'm unreachable. And I have people tell me that, they're afraid to call me because they don't want to bother me. Don't ever feel that way, please, around me, please. Now, obviously, it's going to be you and I tonight. We can share a lot of news, a lot of information, a lot of things happening. I want to open the lines up for you tonight, and I seriously want to do this. If you're out there tonight and you want to share anything at all, news, personal situation you want prayer for, I want you, my family, to share with me tonight on the air. You have a chance right now to speak to a lot of people all over this world. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what your background is. I don't care whether you're white, black, pink, or purple. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care. I want you to call tonight and share with us what's on your heart, on your mind. It's toll-free number, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I would love to hear from you. And that's what we're here for tonight, again, to let you know that we're real. We're here to do what we can to be a blessing to you. And don't ever think that you're bothering me when you try to get a hold of me and touch me. I want to talk to you. Lines open right now, 844-769-2944. If you already called this week, I don't care. Call back tonight. It's open lines for anybody. I don't care where you're from or what's on your mind. Share what's on your heart tonight, what's on your mind as far as news goes, because there's no point in denying, folks, we need to grow closer as a family. This world is not getting any better, and this world's not going to get any better. I don't want to discourage and frustrate you. It's not doom and gloom. It's just a fact. We should be looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. This world is not going to get any better, and 2024 is going to be a different kind of year than we've seen probably in our lifetimes. I do believe that. I don't set dates. I don't do those things. But I see, because of the decadence all around us, I see chaos in this country. I see people that don't really care much for each other. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you and your family. I'm talking about in some of the, well, let's face it, probably half people in this country don't really care about anybody but themselves. We're a nation of narcissists. Matter of fact, that's what the words, in my mind, the acronym for sin, S-I-N, sin, S-I-N, is self-indulgent narcissist. Self-indulgent narcissist. So people that you see that are part of this collapse of America are all about themselves. But I want you to know, folks, that we need to grow stronger and closer together as time goes along. I don't know what exactly is going to happen in the future of every day of this life. I don't. But I do know that if we don't root ourselves in Christ, he says that it'll get so bad in the last days that the very elect could be deceived. That's what he said. If he didn't intercede, the very elect would be deceived. I see so much now of deception all around us and how Satan is working his deception to cause all matter of chaos in individuals and in groups and families and, of course, nations, obviously. The unrest among the peoples in the world. I'm going to get phone calls in, I promise. I already got wound up now, but get phone calls in a second. The unrest we see among the nations of the world and the peoples of the world is prophesied. We're seeing unrest worldwide. Chaos, anger building up, riots. And I'm not saying that they're not justified. I'm not saying that at all. But that's all part of the signs of the last days that we're living in right now. I do know in my heart that America is going to pay dearly for what's going on right now. America's going to pay. And all I can see is now broken hearts all over the country, all the world, people that are really hurt, confused, don't know what to believe because so many lies have been told. It's just unthinkable that we are in this condition, but we are. And we got there not overnight. It took a while to dumb us down that point and take away Christ as our center, but they have. They truly have. So I don't know what to say except it's just a situation we're living in today that we need to draw closer together. I don't care whether you live a mile apart or 2,000 miles apart. If we're living in Christ, we're a family. Let's pray for one another, uplift one another, and help each other get through this hellish mess we're in, okay? We have enough problems in our own lives just by being living in this world, this natural lives. Sickness and poverty sometimes, being broke and paying bills. All these things are part of living in this world. But what's adding on to us now, we need to stand for each other as best we possibly can. Let's take a phone call right here in the state. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. You mentioned two things tonight. One, I'll comment, and then I'm going to ask about prayer. You know, I'm concerned about this nation. I'm concerned about what's taking place. You see the dog and pony show of Donald Trump and, you know, the court system with him, and then you're hearing about Biden and what's going on with them. I'm getting more and more convinced that this is just a dog and pony show that we're being told about, and here's the dumb facts, you know, create the revolution so we can start, you know, taking this country down.
I agree. It's been a dog and pony show, Joe, actually all of our lives. We just didn't know it till last little while. And we know that elections have been stolen in America almost since day one. But now, especially when they control everything by computers, you cannot tell me that elections are honest today. If they are, they're very rare. When it's all done by computer, how do you trust that? So we've been taken over through our ignorance and apathy. Go ahead.
When George Bush, President Bush, got rid of the punch cards, which I thought was a really much safer system, I knew then that this country was going downhill.
Yes.
Because anybody can manipulate a computer to say what it's wanted to print out. And it looks like that's been happening. But I'm concerned about how people, and especially the churches, have opened the doors for Satan. And I'm concerned how the dark kingdom is just flooding this nation. I mean, the doors are getting swung open, the portals are being opened, the stargates are being opened, and the church has allowed it. Because, you know that I, you know, do deliverances, and I like to go after demon spirits in people. And even when I talk to people about that, they tell me that's reverse theology. They tell me that, well, Satan's in hell, in chains, bound up. Jesus did away with all that on the cross. Well, it tells me somebody doesn't read their Bible or else they're reading the wrong one. I mean, I've heard reasons that Satan can't attack you. Even Bible verses like, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But they never quote the first part of that verse, which if they don't quote the first part of reverse, it becomes a lie. And I hope people hear this, because if you don't quote the whole verse, then you're not speaking the whole truth.
That's true. You're only
speaking half truth, and half truth is a lie.
Well, you see, the Bible talks about devils after Christ left. So how about seven sons of Sceva?
Mm-hmm.
When the demonic possessed man jumped on me. I mean, that Christ's already gone. How come those devils were still here? I mean, to say anything differently is either really stupid or willfully ignorant.
willfully ignorant, I believe. How about the when Apostle Paul was confronted a woman that was harassing them, and commanded the demon spirit to come out of that woman?
Yes, I agree.
Or when a official person was interested in learning about Paul, and somebody was there, opposing him, and Paul, called him out.
Yep.
He called down blindness on the man.
Yes, he did.
And, we have people, Simon the Sorcerer. Even though he came to Christ, he still was a sorcerer at one time. So it bothers me because, I love people, and I love to see people set free from demon spirits. And, folks, if you got problems out there going on in your life, it could be generational curses. And, Butch, a lot of people don't realize the generational curse does not stop always when you get converted.
No, it doesn't.
And a lot of times,
devil's going to plague you, yes. But, what's really sad, Joe, is as these things grow in intensity, it's going to get harder to get people's lined out against these things because they're going to be deceived, already deceived. But as these devils multiply, and I'm not saying they're actually getting more of them, but it's allowed to enter this society more and more because we're taking Christ out of it, it's going to get nasty.
Oh, yes. In fact, I really believe that as the church goes on and they begin to wake up to the non-rapture taking place, and these doctrines of demons in the churches today, when people start waking up, they're going to realize they're under the power of darkness. They're under demonic entities that are taking control of their lives. They're under what I call dormant demon spirits that are coming alive.
Yeah.
And, generational curses.
I agree.
And it's going to come more and more. In fact, Butch, you and I, and anybody else like us, of the remnant saints, we're going to be prime targets. We're going to have a target on our back.
Well, as I said, I shared on the air and shared at church, too. I was under attack really hard about 3 weeks, and I'm still not totally over it. But it's an attack that proves to me that, by the grace of God, we're over target because we're catching flack.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it bothers me, of course, but it makes me also understand that he is letting me go through this to teach me something, and this next lesson I'm going to teach at Bible study is one thing he showed me. So it's important that we understand these things and put faith in him. Anything else, Joe?
Well, I know. I really need prayer. Wednesday, I got to have a CAT scan done, checking my aneurysm to see how large it's gotten. I've had pneumonia 3 times, and it really hit my oxygen level. And I was told the last time I seen a preliminary doctor that if I can't get my oxygen up, they can't do the surgery.
Hmm.
And it's come up a little bit because I've been working at that, but it just might not be enough. So I just want a prayer for that. Either the aneurysm to be healed or the damage from the lungs be healed. And that's got to be with me. And I'm not one to always ask people for prayer because you convicted me tonight when you mentioned that.
Amen. Okay. Nope. I understand that. And folks, you heard that prayer request. You prayer warriors, remember that, please. Joe is having some situations physically, and I know financially he's trying to keep the bills paid. It's just something that we all face from time to time, but Joe's asking for prayer from you prayer warriors that God would touch his body and give him the strength to do what he's going to do and help his lungs do better so he can proceed with what he has to do. Anything else you want to add, Joe?
No, I just wanted to mention that. And, if people keep their spiritual house clean, when the hammer drops, they will be more comforted in the persecution than those people who are not prepared for it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And if we ever need to walk close to Christ, it's now, isn't it?
Yeah, now's the time to really get ourselves right with the Lord or just get a closer walk with him, worship him, praise him. Give him the honor, glory, and respect that he deserves.
Amen.
Because we got to stop playing Christian and start acting like a real person of Christ.
Stand in the boldness of Christ and the power of his resurrection and don't back down.
That's right. And, those who back down will not, they will lose their salvation.
Unfortunately, that's true. You have to endure it to the end. Well, Joe, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Hope to see you Saturday morning in person.
Oh, we'll be there.
All right.
I'll give you a praise report then.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, let's go next to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. I'd like to share with the audience an idea that I had with, I shared with you a couple months ago. Jake Lang was supposed to be on tonight, and this deals with him. And you know, remember the idea I had about making the cards post in public places? You remember all that?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, if it's all right with you, I'd like to share it with the audience.
Of course.
Okay. Folks, as you know, faith without works is dead. Now here's the idea I have with Pastor Paw. On bright yellow, very noticeable construction paper, I print the following. Folks, please help the families of the J6ers. Go to sponsorj6.com or call, and then I give both of the phone numbers at Pastor Butch's office. I can't possibly tell you how many I put out there, but it's one thing when we, the audience on Pastor Butch's show, know about it. But when, you know, John and Jane Q Public, they might ignore them. They might read them. They might tear them down. But somebody might out there might actually help out. You never know.
That's a very good idea. And folks, he's serious. And by the way, but with the people's help last time, Art, we were able to send in several hundred dollars into their fund. I don't remember exactly how much, next to 1,000 maybe, something like that, 700, 800. I don't remember what it was, but we were able to send them quite a bit of money to their fund. Hopefully it's going to help them supply their needs while they're there.
And it's bad enough that Jake, in violation of the Eighth Commandment, the Eighth Amendment, sorry about that, that it says the right to a speedy trial. He's been in jail now for over 3 years without a trial. It's what's being done to their families, the suffering that's, you know, being done to them.
I agree. And I understand they had some kind of victory in the Supreme Court a month and a half ago. That's why I want him on tonight, but he was moved from the one prison to another in the meantime, so maybe he didn't even get the message. The lady helped me book him. May have been having a hard time to find him. I don't know. But nonetheless, they are treating them like real criminals when the criminals are the ones that put them in prison in the first place. They're the criminals. Anything else, Art?
Well, on a slightly different topic, I know how much you just love those electric cars. Did you hear they started putting rear window defoggers in them?
No. No.
Yeah, that's to keep your hands warm while you're pushing them in the next charging system station. Butch, may God bless you and the
All
listeners.
Right.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Art. Good call. Thank you. Everybody likes a good joke once in a while. I do, anyway. I certainly do. But anyway, lines are open. You want to call and talk to us? I hope you will. We're here to take your phone calls. And I hope that what I'm saying tonight makes perfect sense because, folks, we're going to have each other more than ever. Back after the break, give us a call, 844-769-2944.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. The phone line is open, 844-769-2944. Once you dial that, you're going to hear me ask to punch a number one. Do that, because that stops the robocalls, okay? Just dial 844-769-2944 and hit the number one when you ask to, so we can get through to us. Let's go to Georgia and talk to our friend Tom. Tom, come on in.
Pastor, I called Wednesday night, and when I opened the door to let the cat in, I had turned the alarm on, and it cut the phone line. So that's why I wasn't there when you hit me. But you had a lady on, and y'all were talking about jail, but you were talking about mind control and media manipulation a little bit as well.
Right, right.
And my comment actually had more to do with the first half hour than the second half hour because y'all went into more of the AI approach.
Right.
But at first you were talking about television, and I was thinking, you know, what better name for a propaganda machine and now an AI spy device to put in the center of your room, a television? Tell whose vision? It's not Christ.
Amen to that.
And everybody's got one. And, they, and like I say, they put it in the center of the room. They build a room around it. And, you know, it's just a mind control device. And I was watching about 5 or 10 years ago, I was watching Alex Jones, and they went to a clip from ESPN where they had a player who was a foreign player, but he was playing in America, and they were looking at a picture of his family watching the TV, and the image that they were showing was from inside the TV. family was looking at their boy playing or whatever sport it was, but the camera angle that you had was inside the TV looking at the family, looking at the TV.
Oh, wow.
And this was 5 or 10 years ago. So, I mean, like I say, we buy this thing and put it in the center of a room. What do you expect? they're going to control the media. They're going to control the,
yes.
They're going to control the signal.
They truly are. And if they can do that, they know everything you're going, that's going on in your house. Back in the 90s, I hadn't been on the radio but 3 or 4 years, if that long, and I got to know Tex Myers. You remember Tex Myers, of course.
Sure.
And we were discussing this situation, this particular situation with TV. We'll finally be able to hear you and watch you in your homes. We were discussing that. Of course, that was still science fiction back then. Everyone thought we were nuts and, you know, just didn't know what he was talking about. And as they still do, people still think, well, I'm telling things I just made up. And I tell them all the time, if I could make up this wild information, I'd write science fiction. I'd be wealthy. So, anyway. Oh, yeah. People actually, even though they see, they told me everything Pastor you said over the last 20, 25 years has come to pass. I don't take credit for it. It's just what the Bible says is going to happen. But then when I tell them this is coming soon, they laugh at me. Again.
Listen, there's a speech. I cannot find the text anymore. Maybe you have access to it. But General Petraeus, at the time, was serving as Obama's CIA director, and he went to NQTEL and gave a speech. And he said language to the extent that, you know, your toaster's not going to spy on you, but it's going to have a chip in there that's going to interact with the rest of the chips in the area where it is, and we'll be able to draw an image of you. And this was back in, what, 2007,
2006? Yeah. Yeah.
If you have access to that speech, I wish you would let me know, because he just lays it all out, and this is exactly what's happening today.
Well, it's happening more than we realize. I'm sure what they tell us is probably 10 years old at least, and maybe more.
Oh, gosh,
more.
They built the, what was the world's fastest plane, that thing that looked like an Arrowhead?
Yes.
You know, they built stuff. That thing was built in the 50s. They built so much stuff that they don't even let us know about.
Of course
that
not.
They're using against us already, and we don't know about
them. Well,
let's get over the fact that there is.
That's all right. Thanks for being there. And there's no such thing as privacy. You know that. We have no privacy, period.
Not anymore.
No, we don't. Even if you don't have a cell phone, you got a regular landline phone in your house. They still can hear you when you pick. They can monitor you in the room with their receiver down. Now that's a fact. That's been true for years.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
And depending on how much technology you have in your bedroom, think about what they can watch in there. So you gotta think about these things. And everybody's got a television.
Well, then they all know that I really snore.
anyway.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. Thanks
all right,
for
Pastor. God bless.
All right. I tell you what, folks. I'm so blessed to have people like you all out there. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, hanging in there with this evilness that's around us. Your callers are hitting it out of the ballpark tonight, because we are in a situation in this country with the AT&T being, remember the glitch? Well, what are you all going to do when the whole internet and everything goes down? How are you going to provide farming? How to talk to other human beings?
And if your paycheck is online, how are you going to get it? And if you're in the Bitcoin, how are you going to cash that in? See, these things people
don't think about.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything's going to be on computer. You've got to get some gold and silver and storable food and learn to farm and start talking to human beings. This generation of kids growing up is so sad, because they think that the AI is going to take care of them. Everything's. They want to have this career. We don't need humans. Well, God created humans. Why are we out there? These parents have got to wake up where we're going. If we don't populate this world and have morals for our children, we're done. We're done, Butch. This is the new world order. I tell you what, I'm so spiritually pumped up tonight, brother, because it's a battle. It really is a battle. And there's so many good people that I know that are lost. We are not to judge people. We are to help them spiritually, because if something happens when you're to them, when they don't have food, water, internet goes down, we need to educate people. Start talking to people, human to human, because this now I'm seeing what this 2030 is going to be about. They want to eliminate the humanity in this country.
Oh, they do. And they're getting it done. They're getting it done. America,
yeah, and that's...
Harari said, I watched a homosexual pervert that's friends of Klaus Schwab said, ask him, what are you going to do with all these people if you don't need them all? He said, and this is what he said, we're going to keep them entertained with video games and drugs. That's what he said.
That's right. And if you go to the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10, look at the generations, what's going to happen. Which knew not the Lord, yet the works were done for Israel. That's where we're headed. Because everybody wants to go worldly, you know. And you get all these things that's with the anti-church internet sites, the child trafficking that's going on, the sexual perversion of genders and all this stuff the LGBTQ and everything, folks. We've got to wake up, because I feel it in my spirit. Some people walk away from me, but that's okay. But I'm going to pray for those people that do, because this is a serious matter, and it's what we're seeing. The media is not your friend. The globalists are not your friend. The government is not your friend. God is the guidance that you have to put that full armor on and have the strength to defeat the evil that we're dealing with, Butch. It's serious.
Amen.
Out here.
Amen.
I feel it in my spirit.
It's going to get a lot rougher real, real soon. And I appreciate you, Chris, being there. Thank you.
Thank you, Butch.
Keep in touch, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Let's go to Ohio next, and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I can hear you. Pretty good. I got an article from a recent CPAC conference in Washington, D.C., largest pro-Trump conference in the United States. And a lot of the voters there are warning of a civil war if he loses, and they say they're going to take up arms. I don't believe we should get involved in this kind of stuff to get, you know, try to save. I don't think Jesus is coming to save America. He's coming to save a holy remnant. But what do you think of that? Think we should
Taking up arms now will not do a bit of good. It's not going to stop anything. It's too late. And I'm not wanting to make anybody feel bad, but it isn't going to change it now. It's going to cause a civil war, and we're going to civil war. I will tell you right now, civil war. We're going to be in civil war.
It sounds like Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy, don't it?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. We're going to civil war. And I'm not saying don't take up arms to defend yourself. Yes, I defend myself, my family. I carry a gun where I go. I defend myself.
Against the government. We don't want to go and save the country there, defend Trump or whatever.
If people would bind together as Christians. See, I've been around in this movement for over 30 years. And I've seen too many militias show up. Oh, we won't take that. We're going to take a stand. And I've seen the head guy put in jail, and 600-700 people that stood there, oh, we'll protect him, disappeared into the woodwork. I've seen that. They're blowing smoke. It isn't going to work, because these people won't stand together. If they were all born-again believers, solidly built on Christ, and realize they're doing this for the glory of God, not just to keep their freedoms and not just to keep their paychecks, but doing it for the glory of God. If we're doing it for any other reason but the glory of God, then we're sinning.
Yeah, I agree. I think these are prophecies being fulfilled, and you can't stop what's coming. There's going to be this end-time beast system. I got another article. Bill Gates says India's digital ID must become mandatory in America and other Western nations, a matter of urgency. This market beast system is here, and they want to expand it worldwide.
Send me a copy of that, please. But, you know, I know what was prophesied. And I really do. But I know we're to fight against it with everything in us until our Lord returns. He told us to occupy until he comes, not just sit back and let it happen. Occupy. But see, what we're talking about things like taking up arms. Okay, I understand that. I can certainly understand that. And I understand that emotion. But why don't you take a stronger stand in your neighborhood against sodomites and lesbians and drag queens? Why don't you take a stronger stand in that and make a difference in that? Instead of, you know, I mean, quit running your mouth and get out in the streets and do something.
I believe it's okay to take up arms against roving thugs and gangs during the time of trouble.
I'll do it against the SWAT team come with family. I won't last 3 seconds, but I'll defend my family, because if I don't, I've denied the faith and worse than infidel.
Yeah, that's coming. That's no doubt about it. But I don't think we should try to save the country, though. It's my opinion. I don't know.
We're not going to save this country with our repentance. It's not going to happen. And our arrogance thinks we can do it. We can't do it without Christ. And if we do it for any other reason but for the glory of Christ, then we're hypocrites.
I think some of these people, you know, don't want the Jesus Christ to come back. These are signs. All these, you know, things that are happening are signs. He's getting ready to come back.
Well, I believe he's getting closer every day. But we're going to see a lot more hell on earth before this comes together, though.
Oh, I know it. I agree with you. I think before this year is out.
I think we need to get together, like I said earlier, get closer together in Christ, and defend ourselves if necessary with physical weapons. But to take on a government because we are offended because they took our paycheck, no. Now, if we need to say, Father, it's for your glory, show us what you want us to do. And if we're doing it for any other reason, we're just blowing smoke. We're wasting our time.
Yeah, good points, Pastor Bush.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else?
God bless.
Okay, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. And then punch 1. 844-769-2944, then punch 1. I know it offends people when I said that about taking up arms. I own guns. People say, how many weapons do you own? I don't own weapons. I never bought them to be a weapon. I bought them because I like to shoot them. I enjoy shooting, I enjoy hunting, and I do have guns. They would call, I guess, assault rifles or weapons. I guess you call them that. I don't want to assault anybody with them unless somebody assaults me first. I didn't buy them to be weapons. I bought them to defend my family and stand for the truth as far as taking care of myself and maybe of my neighbors. But this nation, as far as turning back around what it was even 50 years ago, is not going to happen. Trump can't do it. Let me make this very clear. I'm going to get the next caller. Without repentance, there is no salvation. And if we stand for any other reason but for the glory of our God, we are sinning against God. Let's go to Gary in Wisconsin. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I listened to you quite a bit lately, and I was thinking there's one of the prophecies of Christ about the end times. He said it would come on the world as a snare. And if you ask me, the snare is all this high-tech and all this AI, and we're so dependent on this technology. And then, of course, Satan, the devil, has got everything. He's broadcasting all of his wrong attitudes and thoughts, and he's got everybody duped just about. I post the Ten Commandments on some of the bulletin boards in the town here, and somebody tears them down right after I put them up. And even in small-town America, and I even live on a farm, and on the farm where I live, where I run a, the people are not seeking God. They're not reading their Bibles. They don't want nothing to do with religion. And in a way, I don't blame them, because there's so much BS coming out of so many pulpits and so much churchianity today. And they don't teach the
And by the way, Gary, that's one of Satan's snares also. The hypocrites in the church is a part of Satan's snare. You know that.
Absolutely. Right now, I don't attend any church right now, because there's no church in my region here that teaches the truth. They're compromised, and they're going along pretty much with the world, and they don't teach that the Ten Commandments are important anymore. And, you know, I'm even a vet. I'm a veteran. I've joined a veteran service organization. I won't say the name of it, but even some of the men there, they're blinded. They don't see what's happening. Even
no,
I thought
don't.
They would see it if anybody.
No,
even some of the veterans are. They got their faith too much in the military and democracy, and it's not going to work.
And every time you hear the word democracy, they have no idea what America was settled as. It was not settled as a democracy. But that's they've been sold that. So you say you're a veteran. What years did you serve?
Well, I was only in a little over 7 months, but I was in one day long enough to be a veteran. I wanted to stay in, but you know, I there's a reason why I got out. It was honorable, absolutely honorable. I wanted to stay in. I got involved with a certain church that keeps the Sabbath, and I wanted to keep the Sabbath there, and they said no, you couldn't keep the seventh day Sabbath there. But I was a lonely 21-year-old kid, and I was from a very dysfunctional family anyway. My family's been the biggest trial of my life. I was a baby of a very toxic, abusive family with older brothers that are still, even I'm 70 now, and they're still on my case persecuting me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's tough. A lot of us have a lot of issues to deal with. Like you say, we have to have, I'm trying to love the sinner but hate the sin. And sometimes it's hard, though. It's not always easy.
Well, the Bible says that God is angry with the sinner every day. God hates sinners. I mean, I didn't say we have to love sinners, but we need to at least try to convert them if possible.
Yeah.
What you said in the beginning of this your conversation was about the snare. This snare started long before you and I were born. Clear back in the kind of time of Roosevelt and Social Security. That was a snare.
Yes.
All this was a snare.
Yeah.
When you think about it, Brother Gary, we're all caught up in it, aren't we?
Yes, and the 1913, they really got it going with the Woodrow Wilson and the.
Hey, absolutely, it's all been a snare. Been set for the snare was set before this country ever formed.
Yeah.
It fell greatly into it in the 1800s, and it's fell hard ever since.
Yeah, well, I'm an old bachelor. I've never been married. I never had any. My first girlfriend killed herself with drugs, and I never did get married. But I always wanted to, but I never found anybody that. But I've had to repent of some personal sins, backslidings. I was baptized in 1981 for the second time, but I backslid in some real bad sick sins, very sick for 20 years. I was way off the track, and finally I had some close calls on the highway, very close, inches from being killed. And I had to say, man, I'm playing games too much with sin, and I had to repent.
Amen.
And put away all these. I had to put away these props, put away these things, and I don't have any desire to do it. I cried out to the Father to take away the desire to do those things and think those things, and it's not easy. I feel for people that are caught up in some of these sins because a lot of these young men, you're victimized by my kids.
Aren't you glad God is gracious?
Yes, and patient and long-suffering.
Amen. Amen to that.
And,
I can't imagine. We wouldn't last long if he wasn't.
No, he could have snuffed me out. There were so many times I could have been killed on my bicycle, just inches from death. And I realized, hey, there's some wake-up calls here for me. And I had to say, man, well, I've been playing games, and I need to repent of breaking all his laws, some of those laws.
Well, amen. And by the way, do you have a computer?
Yes, sir.
But Saturday morning, go to the website, PastorButch.com. It'll be 9:30 your time.
Saturday morning,
9:30 your time. Go to Rumble and watch us live in our Bible studies and different things. I think you enjoy it. You can join us in church right there.
Okay, and what time in the morning was that?
9:30 your time. We do the first half hour in prayer requests and prayer reports. 11:30, 10:30 your time, we get into Christian Worldview News. 1 to 2, 12 to 1 your time, we do Bible study. You can join us in church just like that.
Okay. I'm on Saturdays, I'm on a different church later in the afternoon, but I'll check yours out too.
You can do it. You can watch it later. Go to watch the replay, so to speak, if you want to.
Oh, good. I appreciate it. I will check it out.
All right, my friend.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for
you,
the
sir.
Call. And don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger. Call back.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. A great call. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And I say amen to everything that you've been saying, the callers. I'd like to ask prayer for Sandy Early for her adrenal glands. She has a heck of a time with those up in Oregon. She's a faithful listener to Call to Decision Ministries. I'd like to ask prayer for Joe Cannon there for the aneurysm that the Lord would, and about the pneumonia he's having, that the Lord would give him
yes.
a complete healing. And yes. You're right. We need to be praying so much for each other, especially as we see things getting more and more wicked. I want to recommend two books that I got sitting right in front of me. One of the people that you had on the broadcast, so I thank you for the some of the great guests you've had, such as Michael T. Snyder. He's got a tremendous book out there, The Rapture Verdict, which totally shoots down the pre-trib rapture. And he's got even a chapter of the letter that Corrie Ten Boom wrote in 1974 where she said, we don't need to be teaching Christians that there's going to be some future rapture to save them. We need to be training them, getting them ready to go through tribulation and not promising them an ejection seat Christianity that promises that they're going to be out of here before any trouble hits. The trouble is hitting all around the world.
Amen.
And Christians are being slaughtered in places like Nigeria and that thousands today, not 50, 100 years ago. We're talking about massacres, murders going on today. And so we need to be praying for Christians. We need to be praying for the Christians that are illegally, unlawfully, however you want to describe it, that have been put in prison, like Jake Lang. The J6ers that are rotting in whatever happened to, like the one caller said, a speedy trial.
Exactly.
We're supposed to have speedy trials for people.
One minute.
Yeah, so God bless you, Pastor Butch. Thank you for all that you do. And, folks, please pray for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and for their health, but also that you would give Pastor Butch super wisdom on what direction to take Call to Decision yes. Ministry right now. Please pray for him and tell him. Call him once in a while and tell him you love him. God bless you,
well,
Pastor
thank
Butch.
You.
Love
Thanks
you.
Thanks, God, Bill. Appreciate it. Folks, it's been a great broadcast. I've enjoyed this. I hate that we didn't have the guest on tonight, but our Father had a purpose for this. I know he did. And to hear from everybody, especially the new caller, Gary, thank you all for being there. I do love you, and please do pray for us. I've got to make some decisions financially really soon. Don't know what we're going to do yet, but I'm asking maybe the Father will provide us with what we need in the way of funds. If not, to show me how to handle things for His glory and maybe get things worked out, okay? We do love you. And by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Jonathan Alexander, with the Liberty Council. A lot to share tomorrow night. Folks, have a great evening, and thanks for being there for us. May our Father bless you richly. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.